Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When fully healthy, I don't think anybody would argue that this Knicks roster would be a contender for the NBA Finals. And we still have moves to make. This offseason, we are well positioned to make a massive trade. Now, you can look around the organization and point at different people who helped get us here. But for me, the New York Knicks made one hire. And because of that hire, it changed the entire path this franchise went on. And that man is Leon Rose. We're going to break down exactly what Rose did for the Knicks and why, in my opinion, he deserves to win Executive of the Year. We're going to break down this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Leon Rose deserves to win Executive of the Year for the moves he did for the New York Knicks this season. Now, I've been one of the biggest critics of Leon Rose since he took office. Now, I wasn't always a critic. I was patient. I was following his patient approach. But you know what? Sometimes that approach gets a little bit stale, and maybe I grew a little bit impatient with it. And I did. And I started to criticize him and criticize him loudly for not really doing anything. Not really making any moves besides adding Jalen Brunson, which, by the way, looking at it now, was one of the best free agency ads we've seen in franchise history. Jalen Brunson is a superstar and one of the main reasons why Leon Rose deserves to win Executive of the Year. But again, one of the main reasons, not the only reasons. If we take a look at the body of work that Leon Rose has done as his time as team president for the Knicks, it has been outstanding. Not only has he changed the culture, he has made the New York Knicks relevant again, attractive again, and he's changed us from laughingstock to an absolute contender. Who would have ever thought the Knicks would be in this position where we are right now under Leon Rose with a contending team, but not only that, with all of these assets. Under Leon Rose, he has the Knicks owning all of their first round picks for the next 7 years. As a longtime Knicks fan, and I'm sure a lot of you guys watching this video are longtime fans too, you guys know, with first round picks in the Knicks, it doesn't always work out. Not regarding drafting them, but sometimes even regards to even having them. Because at times, we are happy to trade them away for anything and everyone to try to get somebody in this franchise that can help turn it all around. And that's what we've been hoping for year after year. And because of that, we wasted a lot of draft picks because of that. Andrea Bargnani ring any bells? Because for me, I still have nightmares about it. But under Leon Rose, we don't have to worry about those moves because he doesn't make those type of moves. He makes the moves that help the Knicks move forward, get better as a franchise. Let's look at the war chest again. Looking at the war chest again, the Knicks also earn a first round pick from Dallas in this year's draft. So yes, folks. We have two first-round picks in this year's draft. Not only that, we have protected first from Detroit, Washington, and Milwaukee. We also have a number of second-round picks available, and we have draft rights to several overseas players. All of this happening under Leon Rose. All of this being established under Rose. He made sure, regardless of who it was, me, other people around the league, other insiders, regardless of who they are, whatever they had to say about Leon and the job he was doing, even Stephen A. Smith to an extent, it didn't matter to Leon Rose. It didn't matter for him to go out and speak to the media. He wanted to do things his way. He wanted to run the Knicks his way. And everything he needed to do by the book, he did by the book. But anything he could push back on, he did just that. Because he knows if you give somebody just a little bit of information, they're going to run with it. And in some cases, it may hurt you. So his solution to it? Not saying anything at all, unless absolutely needed or mandated to. Other than that, he's not holding a press conference. He's not saying all of this stuff or that stuff about the Knicks, their season, their past seasons, and everything like that. And for a time, I can't lie, part of me wanted to see him do those things. Part of me wanted to see him speak openly to the media, speak openly to the fans, let us know what's happening, what's the moves, what are we doing? Because like I said, sometimes when you're patient, you can grow impatient. And I felt like a lot of us, especially since Leon Rose got here, was not trying to hate on him, was trying to believe in him, believe in what he was trying to do and all of those things. However, after you see year after year go by and nothing happened, you're going to start getting a little bit stressed and get a little bit agitated. And I think that's exactly what happened with a lot of people in the fan base. But credit to Leon Rose. He didn't let that make him make any moves that were unnecessary or force him to make a move he shouldn't have made. He kept going on the same path he knew he had to walk, regardless of whoever was going to follow him on that path. And a couple of people did follow him along the way. Those people are Tom Thibodeau, Worldwide Wes, and Gerson Rosas, to a major extent. Now, I'm not saying other people weren't involved, but those guys always followed Leon Rose, no matter what he did, regardless. They always backed him up, and they made sure everybody knew that Rose's decision not only was final, but it was the best decision to make for the New York Knicks. All the moves you wanted to see the Knicks make, he made. You wanted to see the Knicks get a wing, a legit wing that they could count on, not only on offense, but on defense. He got you one of the best wings in the game today in OG Anunoby. You having point guard problems? I don't feel bad for you because Leon Rose solved that for us too. Leon Rose got us Jalen Brunson in free agency. We all knew he was going to be good. Some of us even thought he could make all-star. But none of us, I don't think a lot of us anyways, thought he could reach superstardom. Right now, he has absolutely broken down the door for superstardom. Leon Rose solved that issue as well too. And not only that, and this might be the most important one of all, you need somebody.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To come in and help change the culture, change the environment, change the identity of your team, of your franchise, of your roster, you got to bring in somebody special. Who did he bring in? Tom Thibodeau, Coach of the Year winner, double-time Coach of the Year winner, Tom Thibodeau, who not only changed the culture, but he made sure to instill a type of physical identity in this team that cannot be broken. And no matter who we have on the roster, next man up mentality is real. A lot of us maybe had thought at some point that was just a saying. This year, everybody made that a reality. We saw players that had no business dropping double-doubles, dropping double-doubles. I'm talking about Precious Achiuwa. You know, the throw-in in the OG Anunoby trade. Now, looking like one of the best steals of the trade season, thanks to Leon Rose. So let's go ahead and look at the list again. We got the war chest of picks, thanks to Leon Rose. We have our point guard of the future in Jalen Brunson. We have OG Anunoby, the wing we've always needed. There are a number of reasons why Leon Rose should win Executive of the Year, but the way he's handled contracts in his time with the New York Knicks has just been phenomenal. Dante DiVincenzo is one name you just have to look at. Look at his contract and look at the impact he's having for the Knicks this season. He's having a breakout year. The contract for DiVincenzo was so good that it has one NBA insider stating that that reason alone is why Leon Rose should absolutely win Executive of the Year. Let's see exactly what this NBA insider had to say about Leon. According to this insider, Monday's first major transaction of the NBA postseason should more or less seal the deal for Leon Rose winning Executive of the Year. According to this NBA insider, the Phoenix Suns have reportedly paid Grayson Allen $70 million to stay in the desert, aka over $20 million to a similarly skilled, older Dante DiVincenzo twin. How that doesn't offer Rose a vote then and there is perhaps understandably yet ludicrous all at the same time. We have NBA insiders writing articles about us after another team makes a move. Shout out to Grayson Allen. I'm glad he got paid. But that has nothing to do with the Knicks. But for this NBA insider, after he heard that, he thought about Dante DiVincenzo, his contract, his play, and what he means for the New York Knicks. And he decided to write an article stating, this sealed the deal for Leon Rose winning Executive of the Year because of the contract for DiVincenzo. And I can't argue with him. Because if you look at the Knicks and their free agency, if you want to argue and say Jalen Brunson is the number one, the top free agent that Leon Rose signed while he's been president of the New York Knicks, then number two, right after Jalen, has to be Dante DiVincenzo. All of these signings, again, happening under Leon Rose. That is something to be said. I can't remember the last time the Knicks have gotten so lucky and have hit so well on free agent signings. Leon Rose is a master at this, apparently, because he's done it with Brunson. He's clearly done it with DiVincenzo. And whoever the next free agent signing is, he's definitely going to do it with them too, because I have faith and I believe in Leon Rose in this front office. He's given me that faith because of all of the moves he's made. Speaking about moves, we talked about that trade, right? We talked about OG and Precious. Did we talk about Bojan and Burks? Maybe we haven't, but we should. Now, we can talk about how effective Bojan has been, how effective Burks has been. But if we just look at the trade and looking at what the New York Knicks gave up and what they got back one of the best three-point shooters in the game today. And even though he didn't catch fire right away for the Knicks because he was coming off the bench and he was used to starting for Detroit all of those games, so it took him a little bit to understand his game and his role for this team. But he's starting to understand it now. And now he's starting to hit his shots. He is looking good, and he's helping in these non-Brunson minutes. So right now, the trade is looking a little bit better for the Knicks, and hopefully it pays off even more in the postseason. Because honestly, that's why we made the trade in the first place. Listen, at this point, I don't know what else I can say. If you still don't believe that Leon Rose deserves to win Executive of the Year, then nothing else I say at this point is going to change your mind. But hopefully, if some of you guys watching this were on the fence, maybe now you're convinced. Leon Rose cannot be overlooked. The Knicks cannot be overlooked again. We keep being overlooked. We keep getting overlooked in the playoffs. We keep getting overlooked in all of these major awards for the NBA. We cannot get overlooked again. Leon Rose has put in that work. He has done everything we've needed him to do for this Knicks team to get better and become a contender while having all of the assets needed to make a major trade happen this offseason. There is almost no team set up like this in the NBA besides the Knicks and maybe what? Two or three other teams? I'll take that any day of the week. Leon, I was one of your biggest critics. Now, I'm one of your biggest supporters. And I'm happy to say I want you part of the New York Knicks organization for as long as you want to be a part of it. Because I think you part of this Knicks organization is going to continue to bring success to us. And that's exactly what this franchise needs. You keep doing your thing with the free agents, with the trades, and with all the signings that you're making, all the contracts you're giving out. At this point, I'm going to have faith in you, and I'm going to be patient. No need to be impatient anymore, folks, because right now, we have exactly what we've always wanted. A contender with the New York Knicks. And the person we have to thank for that is Leon Rose. But what about you guys? Do you guys agree with me? Do you think that Leon Rose deserves to win Executive of the Year? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.